Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, we are going to be talking about a subject of great interest on the site, which is SharePoint. SharePoint went GA this week. And we want to talk a little bit about some of the new features and Microsoft's roadmap more generally for SharePoint. So I have joining me today one of my favorite contributors on the site and a BI expert, and that's Scott Robinson. Scott, welcome.
We're going to have fun with this.
I'm looking forward to this conversation. I know this is an area of interest for you. So
let's
start with something that we've talked about in the past, and that is this issue of SharePoint Online versus SharePoint On-Prem. So SharePoint Online is the cloud-based version of SharePoint, and then there's SharePoint On-Premises. And, you know, Microsoft's roadmap is certainly to the cloud, and in SharePoint 2016, there's been some developments in terms of SharePoint Online, in terms of new features, but there's also a new direction in terms of architecture, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's really interesting because in our past conversations, we've noted that Microsoft is pushing customers to the cloud, and in the long run, that's a good thing. But we noticed with SharePoint 2013, gradual deprecation of a lot of functionality that was a little bit discouraging, and a slow uptake of new technologies that were necessary in the cloud, so that it became, you know, kind of not just an awkward transition, but in some cases, an impossible transition to get from an established, customized on-prem deployment up to the cloud. Well, what's happened at this point is that they've done so much work to compensate for those differences that now they've put a lot more R&D and a lot more fresh development into the cloud version of SharePoint than on-prem. So now, with this new version, 2016 Online is the architectural driver of 2016 on-prem. Now, that's a great idea because that means that they can have compatibility between the two. And that's something that is really essential moving forward.
It is. But now let me ask you this, because we've talked about this in the past too. Microsoft shops are certainly being encouraged to move to SharePoint Online and other services in Office 365 in the cloud. But the reality is also that for many Microsoft shops, they're on-premises still. So how does that work in terms of SharePoint 2016 and kind of traveling this line between cloud and on-prem?
Well, that's an interesting question because we have noted a couple of things about the fact that hybrid deployments turned out to be not only necessary in many scenarios, but a lot more pervasive than we might have guessed 3 or 4 years ago. And you and I have noted that it's a good thing for Microsoft because that means they get two nickels instead of one from the client. But it also means that it's very difficult to get a migration done smoothly. That if you're going from the ground to the cloud, you basically have to rethink business processes. And that's something that takes time. Evolving business processes can be a very lengthy process. Now, what they've done now, and this is wonderful, there's a new feature in SharePoint 2016 called Hybrid in SharePoint. Now, that capability basically leverages O365 and the new OneDrive for Business in such a way as to connect the cloud to the ground. And we were hoping for that. You know, we in previous conversations, you and I said, you know, it's going to be essential if our business processes are spread, you know, from on-prem to the cloud and hither and yon, that everything be tied together, that the success of OneDrive, the success of Delve, the success of all the stuff that's on their roadmap hinges on getting the cloud well tied to the ground. It looks like they've done it. You know, it looks like we got what we wanted here. The hybrid and SharePoint capability probably is the thing that's going to light the way.
So, and as somebody who kind of is deeply immersed in deployments, do you see this as making it easier where an organization has a substantial on-prem estate?
I think that's exactly what happened. I think that now that they've got this in place, we can look at our on-prem SharePoint and our cloud SharePoint as one big SharePoint. Now, that makes it much, much easier to migrate from the ground to the cloud in the long run. We can take our sweet time now working out our business processes the way we want them to work in the future, taking advantage of new capabilities, going mobile, working with OneDrive, getting used to working with the Office suite in the cloud, all these things become far less stressful now that we can look at our two SharePoints, our hybrid SharePoint, as one big SharePoint. I think that they've bought us time, and they've bought themselves time, to begin to not be intimidated by migration any longer, but to be comfortable with hybrid deployments, where hybrid no longer means I have to look at stuff in two places, but I can move things gradually, and I'm only looking at, you know, one big view screen in terms of the map of all my content and all of my resources. I think they really got this right.
Now, let me ask you about some of the specific features in this GA that you think are worth taking note of.
Well, there are quite a few. In the first place, we've talked about the weaknesses of search a lot of times. They've got search expanded to the point where we can have 500 million indexed objects, and that's as much as anyone could want. The U.S. government could run on that. That plus mobile is a big, big area, and they've made a lot of progress in mobile. HTML5 is kind of the core of that, and we've noted that in the past, too. Client apps are going to be a lot simpler, a lot easier to render. Everything is tile tap, so extremely easy to use on a cell phone. That's where we needed things to go. But there's been some things that are just, you know, kind of amazing, things that people don't really think about. The reporting analytics suite in SharePoint 2016 itself can track mobile activity at the click level. So we can deploy mobile apps on the SharePoint platform for our field personnel. And they can be out there using their SharePoint resources on their cell phones or on their tablets, and we can gather metrics on exactly how well the apps are doing their job, on exactly what the user experience is. We can use that to refine the quality of site rendering on a mobile device. We can use that to evaluate the convenience of how we've structured content that has to appear on a mobile device. An example of this, a company I worked for a couple of years ago, we had lots of people in the field accessing a SharePoint-based catalog. It was a complex catalog with a lot going on, and we were on the 2013 version, and we could not get a mobile rendering that was truly convenient. Today we can, and that's going to make a huge difference.
So now let me ask you this, and maybe it's about the cloud and it's about mobile, but what do you think the biggest takeaways are from these new features in 2016? What do you think we can learn from this GA?
Well, I think that this particular version of SharePoint is a dream come true in terms of the wish list that we've worked up over the past few years. I think we noted that there were weaknesses in SharePoint in terms of the deprecations that occurred, where they took away things that we really wanted and needed in the migration to the cloud. I think that the fact that it was so difficult to move things from on-prem into the cloud when it came to customization or specialized apps that were hosted in SharePoint, I think all of those things made us long for a SharePoint that was well integrated across the spectrum, and search capability especially, for Delve to work the way it needed to, for SharePoint Search to truly be an enterprise-wide search and reach beyond the edges of SharePoint to other media. I think that they've given us everything we wanted. We have an integrated SharePoint that's one big global on-prem and online universe of information. That's what we were hoping for all along, and that's what they have finally delivered. So I think in terms of possibilities, we're better off than we've ever been.
Well, this is a subject we're going to be watching closely, and I know you work with SharePoint every day, so we'll be calling on you to kind of give us your scorecard.
I'm always happy to help.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, Scott, as always, thank you for joining us today and shedding light on the SharePoint 2016 GA.
Sure.
Thank you. And for more on SharePoint content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Harwood.